This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time. You ask, we answer. By the way, I'll ask a question. Who accomplished something last night in sports that had never been accomplished before, ever? The answer, LeBron James. Congratulations to him. LeBron becomes the first player in NBA history when you combine the regular season and the postseason to tally 50,000 points.
It's kind of insane.
It's an incredible accomplishment. So congrats to LeBron on that ridiculous accomplishment. All right, AMA James, what do people want to know today?
Yeah, LeBron playing for another decade?
Tell you what, he certainly could contribute for a good another
a long time.
3 to 5 years.
If he wants to, yeah. If he was willing to be a bench guy and stuff, he could play for a really long time.
He could.
So could Curry, for what's worth. All right, let's keep it rolling. First question, appropriate for today, and we'll put Jalen Hurts off the board.
Okay.
What were you most wrong about?
Holy mackerel. John? Chip Kelly, I'll say Chip. I mean, I'm rifling through sports and non-sports in my mind quickly. I don't. So the simple answer is I don't know.
Not chicken wings.
No. I would say Chip Kelly. I was all in, and I was totally wrong, as obviously were most of us. I really thought he had something.
I think it's a this is kind of morose. I guess. I made a really bad decision the first time I got married, I guess. That was...
There you go.
Poor choice.
That's interesting. You just said the first time. First time.
I did just say the first
is there,
time.
Is there a... Yeah. Have you
there
married
been a second,
second
time.
Interesting
there
phrasing
been a second
here.
Time.
That's really, I didn't get
I
that.
Have thought...
Wow.
I have projected forward and thought about, you know, concepts in the future.
Okay.
I haven't made any decisions along those lines, but certainly,
right.
I mean, no, that may be something I think about moving forward.
First marriage.
Aren't you thinking about that moving forward?
I think you should consider it.
Yeah.
That's what you
right,
did there.
Seltzer, go ahead.
Yeah, let's move on, right? All right, let's let's help I Dudzit on Twitter.
What's the guy's name?
I_Dudit, right, I believe.
Get a new name.
Yeah, it's a tough one there. All right, he is heading to Vegas for his 40th, and he says, have you been, any advice while I'm out there?
Yeah, don't do like I did. I sat in a hotel room for like 2 days. That's all I did.
Wait, why?
What?
I was out there by myself.
Why?
What?
I was out there for a boxing match, radio station, you get sent out for a boxing match. I just sit in my room.
Hold on,
I know when to hang out with you.
Yeah, not surprising.
I just sat in a hotel room for 2 days.
But... you act like we should be surprised by that. Jimmy and I have
witnessed this.
Yeah, it's true. Clearwater, what are you going to do in Clearwater?
Take a nap tomorrow in the afternoon.
I know you are.
If the Phillies play an afternoon game, expect me to nap.
Yeah, John and I will be there. No big deal.
James, I have to be ready to...
You plan to not go to the game?
Oh, because we don't have to be ready to do the show.
I have to be ready to fire.
Planning to not go.
6 to 10 a.m. 6 to 10 a.m.
Oh, there's no chance he's going.
6 to 10 a.m. They're my 4 hours to give you everything I got.
So your advice is don't stay in a room. Thank you. I'm sure for his 40th birthday with his pals, he was just going to hang out in a room.
So when you say, I can't believe I stayed in the room the whole time, it's inauthentic.
Well, I was out there by myself. And what do you want me to do? Go hang out with Dennis Hoff?
You can go to dinner, go to lunch by yourself,
Dennis
make
Hoff.
Some friends.
You can go see Wayne Newton. I mean, right?
Wayne Newton.
All right. Explore.
How many people got the around. Dennis Hoff comment?
Nobody. Like,
no,
there's 1%.
There's about 15%
maybe
of dirty
than
dogs.
1%. Yeah. No, and if anyone listened to Howard Stern, they probably
that's a good point. Yeah.
Dennis Hoff. All right, Seltzer, go ahead.
So we're not even offering advice.
No, I told you my advice. Okay. Do different than me. Go do something. Go have fun.
gamble and see some shows.
So you actually know that that would be a good idea.
Yeah, but I
go
was out
to the Sphere. Go to the Sphere. The Sphere looks awesome. Go to the Sphere. I would say that.
I was there by myself.
All right. One more from Jay Moyer on Twitter. Jay Moyer asks, if you could ask any person one question and they give you a truthful answer, who would you ask and what would the question be?
Oh, God. Wait, Seltzer, what is up with these questions?
It's a great question.
It is a great question. It's hard to come up with off the top of your head. Look,
it's your job.
I would like to know not so much who killed Kennedy, but what was behind the killing of Kennedy. So I guess like whoever that person is that has that information. But if I'm not giving you that, I'll tell you what I'd like to know this week. Honest to God, no jokes, no nothing. I would love to have been in the room in the last 2 weeks when Howie and Sirianni and the coordinators, Fangio, new guy. Like they're like, all right, we got to discuss who to keep and who to get rid of. Like, I'd like to know
human history.
I know.
You're going into the Eagles
strategy.
Thank you, James.
I'd like to know the Eagles strategy.
Okay.
No, I mean, sorry.
I'd like to know.
Sorry. Good.
Eagles strategy. Human
history.
I'm
a football fan. What do you want to tell you?
Okay.
I would like, hey, Eagles, can you let us know who's in charge and how much and all that?
John's with me here.
No, this is crazy.
Ask the president.
What's in the presidential secret book or something? Yeah. Like, there's so many better questions here.
Devin, what do you want to know?
Historical figure, like what really happened with Jesus. Like, yep.
I thought the idea was the person has to be alive. I thought the question was, what do you want me to do?
No, it didn't.
What was the question, James? I thought the question was you get to ask, well, okay, fine. If I can ask someone from back in the day, like, Jesus, are you God?
Yeah, you can ask ask any person one question and get a truthful answer.
That seems like a big one.
That's a pretty big one.
Or Jesus, are you the Son of God?
Yeah.
And then you can ask God, hey, God, how do you want me to be?
What's the meaning of my life?
What do you want me to do here?
I would ask maybe the president, whoever knows this information, if there are aliens. If aliens are real.
Well, they're definitely aliens. The question is, do we have evidence of contact? Yeah.
I can't tell you that.
Howie Roseman, tell me the thought process behind
Raise your hand if you believe
How much do you value Zach Bond?
What's the question? Who believes in aliens?
I do.
I'm more of a no than a yes. But
Joe,
I'm not,
you actually, so Joe's know. A no.
Wow.
So that's a 3-1-er.
That's a shock.
You're a no?
I'm more of a no.
You think it's infinite. We do believe the universe is infinite.
And we're the only ones in the universe.
You truly think that?
We have the whole universe to ourselves. Isn't that amazing?
Does Sam Cassell count?
Aww.
He does look like...
What we project alien. We don't really know what aliens look like.
I don't know, John. I really don't. I do like the delay in here getting back to the Jalen Hurts conversation because this is letting me off the hook. Mm. Oh, Seltzer shuts it right on down. All right, everyone, you can whack away. Obviously, I said a lot about Jalen this year, meaning the 2024 Eagles season. Obviously, I was wrong about any number of things. Weigh in. Your chance to whack away today, 215-592-9494. Donna in Philadelphia. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome.
Fantastic, Donna. As I said to a caller earlier, I guess I am about to find out, based on your call, how I am. What do you got?
Okay.
I have a few things. Okay. Yep.
First of all, I do want to at least give you a little compliment saying that you are somewhat accountable.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Somewhat.
Well, that's sort of underhanded in a way also.
Number two.
Sure.
You worked my everlasting nerve this season. I would turn you off, turn you on. Turn you off, turn you on.
Yeah.
But I always... had you on.
Thank love,
you.
Hate. Okay? Love, hate, Donna.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have that effect on women.
I don't know that you do.
Here we go.
I'm sorry about that, Donna.
I just got to tell you. I mean, I bring it. But anyway, go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Number three.
Yes.
I want to hear you tell John that he was correct in everything he said about Jalen this season.
Can't do that, I'll say he was more correct than I was. More correct.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And let's see here. I really got tired of your opinion because it's totally sucking. Okay.
It was totally sucking. Well said, Donna.
Donna, you are not totally sucking.
Donna,
we love this.
Donna, I like you.
Awesome.
You're great, Donna. Donna, have you ever called us before?
No, this is my first time call.
This is good.
But a long time listener. I've started listening when we were on the Super Bowl run in 2017, 18
wow. season. Oh, wow.
And I've never stopped. And guess what? I don't even listen to music on the radio. You guys are on constantly. My sister and I listen to you at home.
Nice.
Thank you,
on
Donna.
On Odyssey X.
I love it, Donna.
We love to hate you guys.
Oh, that's so good. All right, Donna, great and call. You can win the Clapton tickets. Who was wrong about something?
Okay. I have a couple on this one, too.
Give me your best. Give me your number one.
Your best. You were wrong about this. You were wrong about this season, Joe. You were wrong.
All right, Donnie.
Very, very
wrong. Do you feel better? Donnie, you feel better?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
I've been waiting to do this for a long time.
We appreciate your call, Donna.
Good stuff, Donna. Appreciate the call.